It's now time for Let's Talk with Jesse Stewart on WSBS and on the free WSBS app.
And we have a full studio this morning on Let's Talk on 860 AM and 94.1 FM, WSBS. And, of course, in the studio with us this morning, Janice Lucy, Executive Director at Berkshire South Regional Community Center in Great Barrington. And, Janice, great to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you. We do have a full studio. I'm so excited.
And a big date's coming up, too, April 2nd.
Yes, it is. So we know at Berkshire South that we have a lot of swimmers in this community, but we also know very much that we have a lot of individuals that have different abilities. And so a lot of our work, actually the majority of our work, we always really try to ensure that we can provide adaptive opportunities. And one of the best places to do that at Berkshire South is within our pool. So we are here to talk about our swimathon. This is our 13th annual swimathon that we're having, and it'll be on Sunday, April 2nd, which this year is actually World Autism Awareness Day. So it's a perfect day.
Oh, excellent. It all lines up perfectly.
Yeah, all lines up perfectly this year. So we don't want to waste too much time before we can let some of these fun celebrities in here share a little bit about themselves. So today and each year for our swimathon, we have individuals in the community who come forward as swimathon ambassadors. And these are people who do have disabilities, who love and use Berkshire South all of the time and want to tell the rest of the world about how much it means to them so that they can come out and support the work at Berkshire South. So today we have a team from Oak Lodge. This is our largest ambassador team ever that we've had. We have three fantastic gentlemen here. To my left, we have Matt. To my right, we have Tyler. And then we also have Eric here in the booth with us. Good morning, everybody. Can you say good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
So this team from Oak Lodge, and I will also say that we do have Beth and Doug here. Beth and Doug are the ones responsible for Oak Lodge and help bring in these guests and these residents from Oak Lodge each week, many times a week, to come enjoy everything at Berkshire South. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the swimathon for those people that don't know too much about Berkshire South and this event. So this is an annual event where on the day, we ask swimmers to come forward. So anybody who knows how to swim, wants to swim, can swim as much as they would like, up to 200 lengths of the pool within 2 hours. You don't have to swim that much. You can swim two lengths of the pool if that's all you could do and wanted to do. But the goal of it is that the swimmers go out and raise funds to support these programs and the aquatic programs at Berkshire South. We've had in the past up to 90 participants at a time in this program, in this event, and people don't just have to swim lengths of the pool. They can also participate in our 10 a.m. aqua aerobics class. So it's always been really nice to see that people who just usually like to go to those aqua aerobics classes come in and exercise for an hour and go out and either seek funds or make a donation of $20 to come in and do that program. So it's a great way to raise funds. This year, we're looking to raise $20,000 in this event. So you might ask, well, how could I get involved then? And why would I want to get involved?
Yeah.
Right? So this team here from Oak Lodge will all be swimming as they have done so in years past. And they're going to tell us a little bit about why they like to swim at Berkshire South and why it's important for everybody out there to help support these programs. So I think Matt may be the most eager to
tell us a little
bit.
I do the Special Olympics.
Yep. Matt does the Special Olympics, too. So Berkshire South hosts the Red Raiders swim team, and Matt's on that, too.
And Matt, how do you prepare? How do you prepare for the swimathon coming up on April 2nd? What's your routine that you're preparing for?
I go to Boston.
You go to Boston for the Special
Olympics.
And so do you have to swim in the pool to get ready for that?
Yes.
You do? Where do you swim at Berkshire South? Do you usually swim in the first lane?
Yes.
Yeah, and how many people do you usually swim
Katie.
With? You swim with Katie.
So you're out there in Boston. You probably already have an edge over everybody, correct?
Yeah.
That's correct, Jesse. That's really correct. I get that.
Tyler, do you also practice at Berkshire South?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How often do you go swim?
Usually Thursday mornings around like 11.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and it ends at 12.
Now, do you guys have friendly competition between the two of you or anything like that?
No, not yet.
No.
We'll find out on April 2nd, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll find out, Jess.
How many lengths of the pool do you guys usually swim?
30.
30.
30? That's amazing.
I do, I did 30 last year.
You did 30 last year?
Yes.
Are you going to try to beat that number this year?
Yes.
How many do you want to do?
Just 16.
I would watch out for it. He's swimming all over the place, different locations and
I
everything.
Know.
He's
awesome.
Going to be up to like 50 this year.
He's trouble. How about you, Eric?
Well, the class is actually 11:30 to 12:30 with Janice Shields.
Yeah.
And yesterday it was a good class. Hopefully... And that's also helpful for me to help work out because we use the barbells and stuff. And so that makes me get ready.
That's good.
And sometimes I've gone there on a Saturday to swim and other things. But it's been cool lately. I hope things will be better.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a warmth problem in the pool right now.
Because Monday happens to be a day that they have the swimming lessons, I think.
Yes, you're right. They do. We have our adaptive swim lessons on Monday. So this program, the swimathon, actually goes to help support those too. So Berkshire South has for a long time been supported both by the swimathon and also by Berkshire Life Charitable Foundation. And through those funds, we've been able to run the Swim With Us swimming lessons. So these are free swim lessons for people with disabilities and individuals with those needs, and they will come in and work with our specialized instructor. So we have programs for youth, programs for adults, and all of these swim lessons are free. So we run them generally in six-week sessions throughout the entire year, and it's been only possible to run those because of all of that wonderful support. So... are you guys all going to swim in one lane together, or are you going to do the aqua aerobics class or do different things?
Well, the class that I take, which Tyler also takes, which is the aqua thrills class, I think that sponsors that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I say get a paper, I'm going to go to my church the week before, a couple of weeks before, try to get supporters.
That's wonderful, Eric. Thank you.
The more people support, the more we can do.
Absolutely. You're hired. You know that? So what Eric's talking is about is that individuals can come out and support Team Oak Lodge. They can come out and support any of the swimmers that are coming to Berkshire South on that day. And any swimmers that want to participate can already go to our website at berkshiresouth.org and find the link for the swimathon. You can sign up to register as a participant, either to swim lengths of the pool or to swim in that or to work out in that class with Janice at 10 a.m., which will be on Sunday the 2nd. Also, you can just, go to that website, go to the link to support any one of the swimmers that are participating in the event. We're doing something new this year, which is we're making a splash for the swimathon. So this is a new fun little thing, much like you might see when you go to the grocery store and they ask you, would you like to support, X, Y, or Z Foundation by putting your name on one of these little tags. So this year, we're going to have water droplets all around the center where people will be invited to support the swimathon. You can make a dollar donation, you can make a 50 cent donation, or much more than that. We are looking to raise $20,000. So.
Right, Jessica. That is true.
So people that want to donate but don't necessarily know a specific person can do that. But these swimmers are going to go out and ask their friends and their church and other people that they
CADA.
Know. And CADA, people at CADA. Absolutely.
CADA's around the building.
That's right. They're right across the street from here.
CADA?
Yes. We're so, so lucky, Matt, aren't we, that we have a lot of institutions in the area that help support our community in this way. And CADA is definitely one of our best friends, for sure.
Yes.
Matt comes on, pops into my office, and will tell me what his day is like often.
And I do CADA.
He goes from the pool to CADA to juggling. You never know
what's
going
to be happening.
He'll be juggling in the pool at the same time.
He could very well be juggling in the pool at the same time.
So, Jesse, how I can listen to my recording.
Well, you'll be able to in a little bit. Don't worry about that.
So, Tyler, tell me, why do you like swimming at Berkshire South?
Because it's a little bit too deep because I'm a little bit risky of drowning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I need help. I'm worried about drowning.
Yes, that's really, really an important thing. So you can use the stairs to get into the shallow end of the pool,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I get it, Jesse. If that happens, I know exactly what to do if someone drowns.
Yep.
Is to stay calm and stay away. Get a flotation device.
Very good. I think that I'm both going to hire you guys for the development team, for the water safety team.
I think
you've learned a lot in your time.
Yeah, I get that too, Jesse. Is that if someone actually is drowning, call 911.
Exactly. One of the other things we want to share with everybody is that when you participate in the swimathon and you go out and you raise funds, you actually have an opportunity to win some prizes.
Ooh.
Right?
So, yes. What type of prizes, so, Jess?
Wonderful. So this year, if you raise...
I think he's hired at the radio station. Totally, I don't even have
hired.
To ask you the questions anymore.
You are totally... I think, you know, what I have learned is that everyone at Oak Lodge listens to WSBS all the time.
Every time.
I love it.
I would like to listen to it every morning, everywhere I go.
You can do that on an app, can't you?
Yes,
Barrett?
Yes.
You can do that on an app,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Everybody gets the app.
Everybody can get the app for free.
So, Janice, these prizes that you speak of.
So the prizes that I speak of, if you raise $50, you get a free tote bag from Berkshire South. You get a tote bag with Berkshire South's logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you raise $250, you'll get a fancy water bottle from Berkshire South that everybody should be carrying water with them at all times. And then if you raise $1,000 this year, you're going to get an embroidered baseball cap. We've had some, in the past, we've had T-shirts and sweatshirts and all these kinds of things. It's become a little bit more difficult over time to get all of those items in a timely fashion. So this year we're switching it up a little bit with the incentives, but we can be sure that anyone who raises up to the $1,000 gets all those things.
Wow.
So it's really cool.
I wanted to ask as well, in case, you know, I know it's April 2nd, if for some reason somebody couldn't make it, could they pledge and swim virtually?
Absolutely. They could pledge and swim virtually, or we can also set up another time frame that works.
Oh,
so
okay. Wow.
On Sunday the 2nd.
That's customer service.
That's
for sure.
Customer service, right? On Sunday the 2nd, the pool will be open longer than normal. However, it will only be open for the swimathon. So that's another thing to note, is that the pool won't be open for general swim on that day. But otherwise, like, for example, Katie, who swam last year as one of our ambassadors, is going with the swimathon ambassador from the year before to Florida that week. So they won't be able to swim on the day, which is a shame. But we're going to schedule a time so they can come in and we can make a big to-do about it. So everybody can come in and get their laps counted. I'm going to get back in the water this year and do my best to get those 200 lengths in. We'll see how it goes.
We have a whole team against you now.
I don't even feel like I have to swim this year, honestly. Maybe it'd be better on my body not to have to do that.
Yeah, I get you, Jess.
So yes, people can participate. They can pledge and swim virtually. If they're in Florida right now, they can do that. They can always go out and obtain sponsors and have a person count for them and then send us in that information. So there's a lot of ways to participate. They just have to go to our website at berkshiresouth.org and go to the swimathon page. There's a logo.
It's right there when you get there, yep.
It's right there when you get there. And or just call the center at 528-2810. They can always find us.
Anything else anybody else wants to pass along about the swimathon or
yes,
getting
I
prepared?
Would. Yeah, I would too, Jess. Well, the thing is, Jesse, I have a disability. It's called vision impairment.
Okay.
And I have epilepsy.
So being able to be at Berkshire South is a nice, fun, and safe way for you to participate, right, Tyler?
Yes, Jess.
And I don't think either of those things are going to slow you down from being in the pool. That's for sure.
No, it won't. It won't. Jess.
Let me tell you, and the wit on this man is very quick. So
Tyler
brings a lot of light into the center whenever he comes, along with everybody else from Oak Lodge, especially Matt and Eric here. So we're very thankful for their partnership and their commitment to being with us and for doing this. So what I really encourage everybody to do is to go to the website so that you can see some of the best pictures that have ever been created of this team. You guys, have you seen the pictures on the website
yet?
Oh my goodness.
Somebody showed me yesterday.
They're so cool.
Jess, can you tell Ron Carson I said hello?
Past, you took out the steps, but with our group, we have them in because it's easier. Because sometimes the ladder's hard, or if you're in a lane, you can't get out of the lane. That's great. And it's really good, and you can do. And they often give you a Gatorade after.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I always call them laps.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I'm going to try. Last year I did 10. I'm going to try to do 12 this year.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You're right. We do provide snacks. So anybody that's getting in the water and getting really tired, we have a lot of snacks that come out on that day. You got to stay fueled, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we will pull the stairs in and pull them out and put them back in whenever we need to for that event, so everybody can be safe. That's what's most important, right?
Yes.
Right, team?
Yes.
All right. Now, do you guys want to just do one more time to tell everybody why they should participate, right? Other people should do this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Right, Jess.
All right, so anybody should come and do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or you can just sponsor us and support this program. And we are incredibly grateful for you, Jesse, and thank you at WSBS for helping us get the word out about this event. And everyone else for helping make Berkshire South possible. So thank you.
Again, Berkshire South's annual swimathon is coming up on April 2nd. Make sure you save the date. Go to berkshiresouth.org for more information, or you can call 413-528-2810. Janice, we want to thank you and the gang for coming in this morning, getting us up
thank
to speed.
You.
And I'm sure you'll probably be back at least one or two more times before April 2nd. So look forward to having you back. And that'll wrap up Let's Talk this morning on your hometown station in the Berkshires, 860 AM and 94.1 FM, WSBS and WSBS.com.